I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. That instinct I can justify. Big down with the jerk.
And on, please.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said?
Who is it?
O-M-G.
Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
Sunday
ago.
Sunday mean celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about on Dumois.
I need to hear more.
Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week. A big thank you to Bud Light Seltzer for sponsoring this episode of Do You. In this special Do You bonus episode, we are joined by Rusty Featherstone of Rusty Ranks and Friday Beers. In this episode, I dip into the vault to reveal never-before-revealed blind items. Let's get started. Hey, Ferris.
Hey, Do.
There's a new show I want to tell you about.
What is it?
Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu.
A new high?
That's right. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series, High Hopes, is finally here for your viewing pleasure. The Hulu original reality series follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious half-baked employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry.
Sounds like it's going to be a real hit.
I didn't know.
Oh, God.
I didn't know the marijuana industry was so competitive. Did you?
No, but I can't wait to see what goes on behind closed doors.
More than just coworkers, the owners and the butt tenders. You like what they did
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I like that. It's cute.
In High Hopes are one dope family. You'll fall in love with these quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. That's how I like to spend my days.
That is literally how I describe myself. Every time we record this podcast under a slightly hazy cloud.
Then this show is for you.
I think it is. I want to know all about the budding careers of these dispensary owners.
For sure.
Love that.
All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu. Hey guys, welcome to a very special episode of Do You. This is a bonus episode. It's the first bonus episode I've ever recorded. And with me today, my co-host is Rusty Featherstone of Rusty Ranks on TikTok. Well, actually, that's not your TikTok name.
Yeah, the series is Rusty Ranks. I could not be more excited to be here, by the way. I'm so excited.
Oh my God, I'm so happy to have you. Spill
some tea.
Don't take this the wrong way. I think this is actually a compliment. I had you on because, A, you're like the internet's drinking buddy, and we're going to be drinking Bud Light Seltzer because this episode is sponsored by Bud Light Seltzer.
I have one in my hand right now.
What flavor are you drinking?
I have the black cherry one, and it is delightful.
Okay, I love that. I mean, Bud Light Seltzer comes in a variety of flavors. They have the Bud Light Seltzer Classic Variety Pack, Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda Variety Pack, Bud Light Seltzer Retro Tie-Dye Pack, which you had mentioned on the episode I did with Friday Beers that was your favorite.
That is, I don't even know if I like tasted a real difference, but just holding a tie-dye can, there's something about it that was just like an instant morale booster. So I loved that. That's kind of my go-to if I'm going to be drinking seltzer is the tie-dye pack. If I can find it, which sometimes it's hard to find.
Yeah, that flavor is the cherry limeade.
Okay.
That's what's in their retro tie-dye pack. So
that,
sounds like
unreal.
Yeah, very refreshing and summery. And Bud Light Seltzer is 100% seltzer. I think people get confused. They think it's like beer, but it's 100% seltzer. It's so light. It's only 100 calories. It's gluten-free. It's naturally flavored. It's delicious. Well, let's get into this very special episode. So back to the reasons why I asked Rusty. A, because I needed a drinking buddy. And you rank beers, like that's what you do on your TikTok account.
Yes. And a little bit on the gram.
Well, you guys follow Rusty. I'll obviously tag you. Help him out. He's an up and coming like, I guess, personality. You're still in college.
Yeah.
This is your side gig.
It's my side. I like that. It's kind of turning, it's slowly turning into my main gig. But
okay, don't, you have to graduate though. Do not drop out.
No, yeah, not even an option. I think my mother would skin me alive. But
okay, so that's the first reason. The second reason is because, like, I feel like you're like, and I've told you this before, you're like a weirdly calming presence. And after I posted about you, I posted about my podcast episode I did with you and the guys from Friday Beers. Somebody messaged me who listened to the episode and they were like, I totally get why you think that Rusty's a calming presence, because like he has no emotion, which is what you also said in the episode. You said you had no emotion. Like you said that you're very like monotone and like even keeled. I think maybe that's what you said.
I may have phrased that poorly. I am a very emotional person, but I think I try not to like get too angry or like too happy or sad, or you know what I mean? Stay kind of in that even keel situation. That's like, I have lots of emotions, but I am, yeah, I like to stay even keel.
Okay. So, well, I appreciate that. And I needed that kind of energy for this episode because we're going to be revealing never before revealed blind items. Now, for you guys who don't know what a blind item is, it is a piece of gossip where the subject and details of the piece of gossip are omitted for protection on me legally in the past, and also the person who is providing that piece of gossip. So we're going to dig in. We're going to dig into the vault for Bud Light Seltzer. We're going to pull out some old blind items and I'm going to reveal them for the first time ever.
So, they don't say who the celebrity is.
Okay. So when I first posted these blind items, I would use like clues. I'd be like, this A-list actor likes to use a strap on, you know, or something like that. And then people would have to guess who it would be about. So I picked a bunch of blind items that I'm going to reveal. I just need to, let me just read my little disclaimer. Do You podcast publishes rumors and conjecture, not facts. In addition to information reported directly from sources, certain characters, situations, and events portrayed on this podcast are either products of the podcaster's imagination or conjecture. Information on this podcast may contain inaccuracies. The proprietor of the podcast does not make any warranty as to the reliability, validity, or correctness of the content of this podcast content or the information reported.
I think we're covered. I've watched enough Judge Judy. I didn't see any loopholes in that. I don't think there's any way we get in trouble.
Perfect.
I think we can shoot from the hip today.
All right. Well, I want to start off with actually a blind item that I've never posted, and I want you to try to guess who it is. Okay. And this one I'm not going to reveal. I want people to like ruminate on it a little bit because I've never posted it before. So nobody's ever heard this. So let people think about it a little. Okay. So somebody messaged me and they said, have you heard anything about a boy band member who recently got married? He has his agent fly women out wherever he is because he's miserable in his marriage.
he doesn't sleep with them. He just stays up with them all night and talks.
Interesting. How long ago was this that you got this blind item?
Recent. So this blind item was received recently. It's about a boy band member who's been married in the past couple years. Do you consider this cheating? I didn't know what to make of it because they don't have sex.
I think that's. I don't know if cheating's the right word, but like you're doing something wrong. That's not great.
Okay.
I don't even know. Guesses? Yeah, I don't know if this guy's married or not, but I've been seeing him just do ridiculous shit on the internet lately. So I'm gonna go if he is married. If he's not, then I have a guess again. Is it Liam Payne? Or wait, you can't tell me.
Well, I'm not gonna reveal, but I will say it's not him, and that's a good guess. He's not married, but it's not him.
Okay. It's gotta be a One Direction guy. That's the only boy band I can even think of off the top of my head.
Well, let's not give it away too much. I will say it's not a One Direction guy, so I feel like it'll be easy for the followers.
Oh, I keep forgetting that we're not playing a game where you will reveal it at the end.
No, I will. That one was like a warm up. That was a warm up.
Oh, you are now, going to reveal them.
Yeah. Now going forward, I'm going to reveal. Okay, so this is something I just talked about on my podcast. This next one, I'm going to reveal it. Like, fuck it, I'm going to reveal it. Okay. A lot of people guessed it. It says, my friend had sex with this singer back when their band first became super famous in like 2005. He has a small penis. Our friend group refers to him as Baby Bird.
Okay, I was 4 in 2005.
Oh, God.
So the only bands that are coming to mind are like the Wiggles and I'm guessing, who was, let me think. Like oh all right, wait, I'm gonna go,
they're still together. I don't know if I could take torturing you after you said the Wiggles. I think I just like need to say who it is.
Yeah, let me know.
Okay, it's Adam Levine.
Wow, that makes me feel so much better about everything.
Why?
That he has a small penis.
Well, I mean, penis size is relative, like maybe it was small to that person, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but it makes you feel better knowing that Adam Levine is nicknamed Baby Bird by a group of women in LA.
Yeah, that makes me feel a lot better because he's got everything else going for him. Like, we need one thing that he's not just killing it in.
Okay. This is about a threesome. It's a threesome between an A-list male singer, a B-plus list female singer, and a C-list Disney actress.
Wow. That was a lot to take in.
I know. So it says it was around 2015 and they used to be close. Okay. So they is referring to the female singer and the Disney actress. So the Disney actress and the female singer used to be close around 2015. They had a threesome with the male singer and then had a fallout. But I can't say I'm 100% sure if the fallout was about the male singer or if it was about the Disney actress's boyfriend, because the female singer became friends with the Disney actress's boyfriend. I remember because my friend told me how much the Disney actress was ranting about the female singer and the Disney actress liked a bunch of shady tweets about the female singer. Okay, so basically they had a fallout. So let me read it with the people's name in it. I'm not even going to let you guess this one because I feel like it's too confusing.
That would have been impossible.
But you'll know everyone involved. Okay. So I'll reread it with the people's names. It says, it was around 2015 and Debbie, Ryan, and Halsey used to be close, but they had a threesome with John Mayer.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, I feel like this is totally believable. And then they had a fallout, but they can't say 100% sure if the fallout was about John Mayer or if it was about Debbie Ryan's boyfriend, because Halsey became friends with Debbie Ryan's boyfriend. I remember because my friend told me how much Debbie Ryan was ranting about Halsey and Debbie Ryan liked a bunch of shady tweets about Halsey.
what's your stance on Debbie Ryan? Because I like I see so much like Debbie Ryan slander on the internet. She gets like put through the ringer.
She does, but don't you think that makes her like so relevant now? Like she had a resurgence.
Does she do anything now? All I see is just people making fun of like her in like her doing those interviews where she like thinks she's like the most famous person in the entire world and like
I don't know if she does anything now. Like those interviews that people make fun of, she's like tweaking in them. I feel like she's like tweaking out.
I think she's like she's definitely on something, but she's also like trying to play that character of like I'm
quirky.
Yeah, I'm this quirky, like relatable Disney star. My favorite is she walks into the president of Disney's office. She's telling the story. She's like, they're talking about like not like some project that was not very important. She was like, I walked into the president's office of Disney and I said, I want to make history. And that's what we did. And it was about like Jesse. It was about like the show Jesse or something.
Wait, that was a really good impression. Of what it, I know exactly what clip you're talking about because they always play it on TikTok. That was actually a really good impression.
Thank you. I've been studying up on my Debbie Ryan impressions.
Well, who knew it would come in handy today? So, what do you think about the threesome? Halsey, Debbie Ryan, and John Mayer. I could see it personally.
I could see it, but like, it's like such a bizarre trio. Like John, I feel like John Mayer is above that. But also above Debbie Ryan. I think Halsey's dope. But like it doesn't seem like Debbie Ryan belongs. And I feel like they could have found a cooler person to be in the threesome.
Interesting.
And there's like an interesting hierarchy there too, because they're all like different levels of celebrity.
Right. But this was also in 2015 around. So think it was, you know, it was like 8 years ago almost. Mm. So okay. Maybe Debbie Ryan was more famous 8 years ago.
Yeah, wasn't she like pretty young 8 years ago though? Like, or I don't know.
Probably like early 20s, maybe. I'm not sure. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach, who has taken her husband Art and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. Her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Okay, let's move on to the next one. This one is also like kind of random. Okay, this is about an A-list TV and movie actor who likes to cheat on his first wife. He liked to cheat on his first wife. Back when A-list actor was filming this show, he got a girl in trouble. He paid for the solution and dumped her for his co-star. And I said, holy shit, I did not know he was dating his co-star. And the person says, I can confirm the part about the co-star because she broke her ankle on set and he brought her into the doctor's office I worked at. They were making out in the waiting room. Okay, so this is about Chris Pratt and Emily Van Camp of Everwood. I don't think you probably weren't born.
I don't know that show. 2001.
Okay, you were one. You were one. It came out in 2002, but it was popular. I think it was on like the CW or WB, whatever it was. But it's about Chris Pratt and Emily Van Camp.
If I know who this is.
Wow. Oh, you know who she is?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they dated on the show Everwood, and like I don't know. How do you feel about Chris Pratt? I hear like a lot of weird things about him.
This is completely shifting my my opinion of him. How old was he?
Well, we could do a little math if you're up for it.
Let's do it.
If it came out in 2002, is that you like typing?
Yeah.
He's 42. He's 42 now, and
he was 22 in 2001.
Okay, there you go. Whoa, Rusty, that was quick. Are you a business major?
I am a business major.
I fucking knew it. Like, I was not a business major at all. So it would have taken me an extra 5 minutes to figure that out. Okay, he was 22, which is like young and stupid. Whatever, it doesn't excuse his behavior.
I'd say that's a crazy story, and I think 22. Yeah, I guess you're young and dumb. He's a year older than me, so.
Oh yeah, you could relate. Like, would you ever dump a girl you were dating who, you know, you had like a serious situation with for your co-star?
I think it depends on the situation, but most of the time, no. I think you gotta keep things professional, and also if he got himself into a little bit of trouble with that girl, you should probably stick it out a little bit longer and help her out before you move on.
Good advice, Rusty. You sound like a stand-up guy. That's good advice. Okay, let's move on to the next one. This was the clues for the next one. It's about two cast members of a very popular TV show. It was on a teen/young adult network. It's not on anymore. Cast member number one was the main character. Cast member number two was reoccurring. Okay, so this is what the person says. So I was bartending a rave in Brooklyn. Cast member number one shows up with cast member number two. Cast member number one comes up to me in a Santa hat. It was around the holidays. Tells me I'm beautiful, then asks me if I can get him E. I had a friend there that had some and got it for him. I ended up getting cut, doing E with him, and it was fun at first. We were making out and whatnot, left to go to his hotel, and boom, he went like apeshit. Started saying he needed to call his mom and getting super emotional. I took him to his hotel room, tucked him in, and went to an after hours party. Okay, so cast member number one is Chase Crawford, and cast member number two is Sebastian Stan of Gossip Girl. So basically, this person was bartending at a rave in Brooklyn. Chase Crawford shows up with Sebastian Stan. Chase Crawford starts hitting on the bartender, asks for some E. They start partying, and he gets super emotional, and she has to bring him back to his hotel room and tuck him into bed, which is kind of cute.
That seems pretty on brand for what, like, even like Nate Archibald, the character. Like, I feel like that would be something.
Yeah.
That he would do.
That's like such a good point.
I need to call my mom, tuck me in.
Yeah,
I love Gossip Girl.
I know you do. You actually, on the Friday Beers podcast, you had mentioned that the episodes where Nate Archibald has an affair with the older married woman were something that you aspired to. Like, you looked up to him for that.
I forgot about that. I still do want to do that. So who was the other cast member? It was Nate Archibald, or it was Chase Crawford, and who?
It was Sebastian Stan. So I think his last name was Bazin. Carter Bazin. He was only on a couple episodes of Gossip Girl.
Yeah, that guy freaks me out.
What?
Just the character, not the
actor. Oh, I thought you
had
the actor. Wait, did you see the movie Fresh on Hulu?
No, I haven't. Is he in it?
Yeah, he's in it. I'm not going to ruin what it's about, but it's kind of it's like a thriller. If you like super like fucked up weird thrillers, like, you should like smoke and watch it or something, because you'll like bug out. It's crazy. He's really good in it.
He also plays Tommy Lee. I didn't realize that. I'm just making that connection now.
Yeah, he's a great actor. He's a great actor. He's also like in a bunch of he plays a superhero. So he's in a bunch of like Marvel movies or something.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I can't figure it out, but he killed it in Pam and Tommy.
Yeah, he did. He did. Okay, so that was that one. I mean, these are also, you guys listening, like, these are so old. These are from when I first started the account. So these are from like 2 years ago. So I feel like a lot of my new listeners have probably never heard some of these. So if you have any questions, just DM me. Or if you want me to repost them, I will. Okay, here's the next one. This is about an A-plus list rapper and his singer model girlfriend. A friend of mine was dating a super high-end gigolo for the super for the super wealthy celebrities. When rapper was with his girlfriend, he would hire the guy dating my friend and pay him to have sex with his girlfriend so rapper could watch. Not surprised and not really all that shocking, but like a little low-key interesting. So basically, like, also we talked about this kind of on the Friday Beers podcast. This is what cuckolding is.
Yes, I'm very familiar. It's this weird fascination around the office.
Have you ever partook in cuckolding?
No, I haven't. Oh. It's like we like use the phrase incorrectly around the office. Like,
yeah.
People will say, like, you call people a cuck for things that just aren't what being cuckolded is. But I'm trying to think. So A-plus list rapper.
Okay, so A-plus list iconic rapper. You might not be able to guess the girlfriend, but, okay, take a good stab at the rapper. There's only, I would say, like, a handful of iconic, you know, modern day rappers. Yeah. Like, not, like, the old OG, like, 80s rappers, the guys who started the game, like...
Okay, you want to hear this is my theory.
Okay.
So before I say who it is, my theory is that he's partaking in this cuckold so that he can have material to write these songs about heartbreak. I'm going to go Drake.
Great theory, great guess, but no. Do you want one more guess? It's even like, I feel like more iconic than Drake.
Wow. Who's more iconic than Drake?
Well, because I feel like Drake is like, this guy's been on the scene longer than Drake, and it's not Jay-Z. And I feel like when I tell you, you'll be like, oh, obviously he'd cuckold. He just like kind of looks like he'd be into that.
Tell me. I'm so curious. I cannot think of
it. It's P. Diddy.
No way. Ah, that makes, yeah. Actually, that makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
I was thinking more, I grouped him in with like, more less recent.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant, like iconic but not like OG, like not like,
who was the girlfriend?
Cassie.
I need, yeah, to brush up on my celeb stuff because I don't know who that is.
Well,
either.
This is like old, like they were, yeah, an old couple. They're not together anymore, so I feel like it's totally fine.
So the same gigolo would come over and he liked this guy doing it opposed to just anyone.
I mean, I don't know, like, his gigolo preference, but it sounded like, you know, maybe this guy had done it a couple times. And I also, like, I always say this, like, I don't kink shame at all. Like, I'm open to, like, anyone's sexual preferences and sexual, you know, whatever they want to get into. Like, no shame. I just think it's, like, interesting. So I hope nobody's like offended by some of these reveals. Like, do you think any of these are going too far, Rusty? I want you to tell me I need to like pump the brakes if like you feel like any of these are going too far.
I don't think they're going too far, and I'm the same way where there's no shame in your game, whatever does it for you. But that is one thing that I've always had a hard time wrapping my head around, how that does it for you. Watching someone else hook up with your girlfriend.
Yeah, I guess it's just like, I don't know. It's like a weird, like, submissive thing. It's almost
where,
like,
does that stem from? Like, something must have happened where you were like, you don't just wake up one day and are like, I want someone to hook up with my girlfriend.
I mean, maybe when you're like in a position of such power, like when you're like a rich and powerful rapper, like it almost is like a turn on for someone to put you in your place and like fuck your woman.
Interesting.
I have no idea.
I can see that actually. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm. All right, let's lighten the mood a little bit. Like, this next one is a little. This is just like an interesting hookup that used to happen.
Okay.
Before we dive into the latest celebrity intel, let's talk about a different kind of drama, the kind that involves our furry co-stars, our pets. I wanted to share a message from our partner, Spot Pet Insurance, who is here to help with unexpected veterinary bills.
What's that?
Well, with Spot Pet Insurance, you can get up to 90% cash back on eligible vet bills. You would need that.
Yeah, saving up to 90% on vet bills sounds fantastic.
It sure is. And get this, Spot pet insurance plans cover not only unexpected accidents and illnesses, but also offers an optional preventative care benefit. It can help with the cost of routine wellness, vaccines, and more.
Is it pricey?
Probably less expensive than a surprise $1,800 vet bill, and you know what that's like.
It's not pretty.
Just head over to spotpet.com for a free quote. Paid ad from Spot Pet Insurance. Waiting periods, annual deductibles, coinsurance, benefit limits, and exclusions may apply. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence, American Insurance Company, or United States Fire Insurance Company, and produced by Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC. Okay, this is about an A-list, mostly movie actor, and a B-plus list, mostly TV actress who was on an iconic TV show. So actor and actress used to hook up, have sex, every time he came to town. And I said, when was this circa? And they said, as far as I know, it was before her and her ex started dating. So before October. So this was sent to me in 2020 or 2021. So before October of 2020 or 2021.
So the A plus list, mostly movie actor, and then a big time
and then
TV
a B plus list. Yeah. And then the person said it could have started up again as they've been broken up for about 2 months now. Okay, so this actress dated, I don't know if you know this, but my followers are so into this. This actress dated a comedian who was on SNL. So this person is saying that actress hooked up with A-list actor before her and comedian started dating, and potentially her and actor hooked up after her and comedian broke up. Okay, let me just tell you who it is because it's like it's too broad. So it's about Rachel Bilson and Jake Gyllenhaal. Jake Gyllenhaal and Rachel Bilson used to hook up like every time he was in L.A. because she lives in L.A. I think he's pretty much based in New York.
Yeah.
And she dated Bill Hader.
Well, oh, okay. Now I know. I know who that is now. I saw her. Wasn't she at something to do with Barry, his show? And that's where I might have saw her. But so they're saying that they might have hooked up even after her and Bill Hader
broke up. Yeah. So Bill and Rachel dated for, I think, like close to a year. They broke up and everyone always wanted to know why they broke up. And the reason I heard is because he's like he has two kids and an ex-wife, and he's still very much involved with his ex-wife and his two kids. And she just like, I guess, kind of like wasn't down for that. So I think that presented like some contention in their relationship. So that's why they broke up. So people ask me that question all the time. So I thought I would just like slip that in there. So after they broke up, this person is saying it's possible that her and Jake also hooked up. And it sounded like it was like on the DL, because I've never heard about this pairing before. She has a new boyfriend now. But
who's she dating now?
Like some dude. I don't even know. Not an actor. I'm not really sure who. Okay, here's the next one. This is about an A-plus list iconic singer. Like icon. Like think like Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson.
Oh,
like
okay.
Icon. Right. Okay. So this person says, I lived in her home state from 2012 to 2018, and my housekeeper used to work full time on her staff. My housekeeper quit because she is a nightmare. I have several stories, but her and her husband bickered 24/7 to the point where it made the staff uncomfortable. She treated the staff like shit. They were instructed not to speak or make eye contact with her. She sleeps really late every day until like 2 to 3 p.m. Housekeepers were not allowed to clean her wing where she slept until she woke up, but were still expected to get it clean before they had to clock out at 5 p.m. It made for a very stressful work environment. So this just sounds like a housekeeper who was talking shit about her employer. So I don't know if this really says a lot about this singer, but I'll tell you who it is. It's about Dolly Parton. Oh, you wanted to guess?
No, I was not going to guess Dolly, but that makes me so bummed out. I love Dolly Parton.
Yeah, it's about Dolly Parton.
I was going to guess Lady Gaga for some reason. picturing her like sleeping in the shadows and just like getting mad when like housekeepers come to her part of the house. Dolly Parton. Wow.
Yeah.
You ever heard the guy that like got her famous, I can't remember his name, but he like ran this TV show and she would like come on and he basically owned all of her music and like she like he like treated her like shit and she like respected him so much still or whatever that she like bought the music and then like gave it all back. It made no sense, but she like I've heard some bizarre Dolly Parton stories.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't think you'd be so well-versed in Dolly, so I'm glad to hear.
I'm not passionate about many things. My one hill that I'm willing to die on is that Dolly's I Will Always Love You is better than Whitney Houston's.
Well, that was the original.
It is, and I stand by that.
Like, you love it so much that when you get married, you want it to be your wedding song?
No, I think it's like, because I think that one's already like admitting that the relationship's over, you know? Oh, that song,
right.
That song's about the guy that like fucked her over.
The one that you were just talking about?
Yeah, it's not even like a love song. It's like about, if I'm remembering correctly, it was like about how much she like, how grateful she was to this guy. Helped her out. But yeah, no, I love Dolly Parton. But that makes me, that bums me out a little bit. But also you got to realize, like coming from someone who works from her perspective, like there's already going to be a little bit more resentment there. So maybe you're not getting the full picture of what.
Right,
what
exactly. I agree with that because I'm sure I've actually never heard anything bad about Dolly Parton. This was the first thing. And it does bum you out like to hear, you know, like how they are really behind the scenes, because how she is in her home, like or anyone is in their home, celebrity or not, I feel like tells you a lot about that person.
We went, so, I had to go let in like our cleaning people today. Like the gate was locked. And so I had to go back and I was thinking about like how bummed they must, cause it's like young 20s kids who are like kind of degenerates, so like cleaning there, like where I would think I'm a nice person, but like I don't think our cleaning people would necessarily think that, like if they could talk about us, they would be like, that guy's an asshole, because they have to like clean up after you, you know? So
yeah, well maybe like next time they come you should be a little more welcoming, not that you're not welcoming, but maybe a little more appreciative, because you know we're realizing that their perspective matters. Wonder if you become like big famous, you know, like YouTuber, a ranker, you know, and you start like a ranking company or whatever, and you become like this big mogul, and somebody's like, I cleaned his house
and that guy, let me tell you, is not faking any, there's so many empty beer cans, he's not he's not faking any of these fans.
I have another one. I feel like you'll be able to get this. Okay. I'm gonna have faith in that you'll be able to figure this out. It's pretty easy. It's also a good tip, I guess.
Okay.
For anyone that has this. Okay. This is about a notorious party girl actress. I have a story about Party Girl. I knew someone who worked for an alcohol monitoring anklet bracelet company. He's required to make contact with authorities if the individual is documented with alcohol in their blood. It alerts the company immediately. He said Party Girl, on more than one occasion, would try to place lunch meat in between the bracelet and her skin so she could start drinking. I'm assuming she thought that the consistency of lunch meat was similar to that of human skin.
I'm going to go with my girl, Lindsay.
Yes.
Fuck yeah. Let's go.
You got one. Yes. Lindsay Lohan.
I love the, I mean, it's sad, but it is funny to like see inside the mind of,
yeah,
of someone that's going through that. We were talking about, if you're desperate enough, this isn't necessarily about like drugs or alcohol or anything, but like if you're desperate enough to like make something work, like you'll figure it out, even if it's like the most ridiculous solution. So it is funny, like she sat there and clearly like racked her brain on like how she was gonna make this happen and settled on like, I'm gonna shove ham in between, yeah, my anklet. So how does that, I don't expect you to necessarily know this, but maybe like how does that, is there a needle like in your skin that like monitors your, or is it just like, the science behind that, anklet sounds insane.
Well, yeah, it must be something that, I don't know, it has to touch your skin and that's how it measures the alcohol. So, yeah, I have no idea how alcohol ankle bracelet works. But is there like, you know, like how you take, when you take like a COVID test,
yeah,
and there's like a swab and like liquid, is there like sort of like a swabby thing that like sits against your skin? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. It must be something to do with, like, we're getting really deep in this, but I just am like fascinated on how that would even work. But like, that is hilarious. On multiple occasions, they show up to her house and like, Lindsay, take the turkey out of your ankle.
I know.
It didn't work last time. It's not going to work this time.
Listen, it is really sad, but the thing is that she's on such a great path right now. Like, she's having a resurgence in her career. She's doing great. She looks great. So I feel like it was okay to say this one. If she was still struggling, I probably wouldn't have chose this one, but yeah, she has recovered. I think that she's doing great.
That's also got to be one of those stories that, like, if she heard that now, or, like, thinking back on that, she probably, like, would chuckle at that. Now, like, now that it's kind of worked out and her life's, like, back on track, like, if she heard that, she would probably be like, yeah, that is hilarious that I used to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Have you ever, you probably haven't watched this, but did you ever see clips of the Oprah Lindsay Lohan reality show?
No. What was it?
Oh my God.
It was a reality show?
Yeah. So she had this like very short-lived reality show on Oprah's network. Oprah was the producer. Oprah was like involved in it. Like, Oprah would have to go to Lindsay's house and sit down and be like, Lindsay, you have to like straighten yourself out and get on, because she never wanted to film. She always gave production a really hard time about filming.
Yeah.
She would make them wait for hours, and you could tell like she was still struggling during this time. So Oprah would have to like sit her down and like be like, you need to fucking pull it together. But it's just really interesting and really hard to watch. She took her sobriety very seriously, so the fact that she was like putting lunch meat between her and her monitor, you know what I mean, she
yeah,
must have really just like craved alcohol, I guess.
Yeah,
maybe she needed it.
I saw this girl on TikTok that like has a ankle monitor, and she's like slowly realizing that she can, that like, I don't even know if it's like really, if it really works. Like, she'll post videos and like it'll be like, they told me not to go to the beach, but like it hasn't gone off yet. And she'll be like at the beach, just like chilling or like walking around, and like she like has this ankle monitor on and it hasn't gotten caught yet. I don't know if it's like fake or what, but it's wildly entertaining.
So she's documenting her journey with an ankle monitor and how like the limits, she's testing the limits of her ankle monitor a lot on TikTok.
Yeah, and she's just like slowly, I think she might be fucking with us, but like this girl, I know this girl like kind of, and like she is like crazy enough that she like might, from what I get, I think she might be putting on like an act, but like she like would, I think she actually does have an ankle monitor. I don't know how she's getting so far away from her house though.
Okay, wait, what, now I want to see what's her name, what's her handle on TikTok.
I'll find it. I don't,
okay, DM it to me. All right, here's one. I'm not going to reveal it. I want you to tell me again if you think this is like crossing the line. Here on Do You, we do not like misleading info. That's why I do my best to be transparent with the most up-to-date intel on all of your favorite celebs. You can trust that I will never intentionally dupe you. Sadly, in life, we do have to deal with a lot of sneaky terms, annoying bill hikes, and exorbitant fees that we did not anticipate. We call that yada yada. Here on Do You, we do not like yada yada. Now, you could spend all of your time combing through contracts, or you could just skip the hassle and go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile, helping you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. Never settle for less. I know I never do. And now that I don't have to worry about sneaky yada yada, I have time to dedicate my time to making the best content for you guys. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. This is about an A-list actor, like A-list. Someone hooked up with him and they said he had a ball gag.
Like for himself or for them?
For him, and asked if she was okay with using it on him.
I don't think that's too far.
Are you Googling ball gag?
No, I'm Googling A-list actors. Also the... I'm going to say,
I mean, it's so vague. He's currently A-list. He's okay. Middle-aged. He's middle-aged.
I would say I could see. No, I can't see any of these guys. Who is it?
Chris Evans.
Really? You don't want to kink shame, but that one is another one that I just can't. I can't wrap my head around why.
A ball gag?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's like along the same lines of like being blindfolded and handcuffed, which is not that big of a deal, I guess. I don't know. I've never been handcuffed or blindfolded, but
those ones both seem way more normal to me than than the ball gag. The ball gag like doesn't sound like it would be comfortable. And, like, what if you just actually start, like, gagging? I don't know. Well, let's not get into it.
It doesn't go in your – it doesn't go down your throat. It, like, goes in your mouth, I think.
Yeah. We have a ball gag for this. We were doing this the sketch writing guys at Friday Beers did this really funny skit. And it was, like, the Chick-fil-A boardroom during Pride Month. And it was, like, kind of slowly revealing that – everyone that all these executives that are like homophobic at Chick-fil-A are just gay like themselves, and that's why they're like not looking out for it. And then it like cuts to the president and he's like in like a gimp mask and like a ball gag, and so we just have one like lying around the office, and it's like when people come into the office and like don't get the context, it looks like it's just laying around, which is wildly concerning.
So who in the office got to wear the ball gag?
It was my friend and my roommate Chester Chet of Billy and Chet. They're on TikTok, and their videos are really funny. You should look at them. They're at 600,000. They're getting pretty big. They're doing well. But he's really funny, and he's like shirtless and tied up.
You should ask him, since you're curious, and now I'm curious, like what the sensation is like maybe it turned him on even for the skit to like wear it, you know.
He has to hide it from everybody else that he like really liked it, and he's like, we should do another take, and they're like, no, I think we got it. He's like, no, let's definitely put it back on, let's film another one.
Yeah, like are you gonna see him later and be like, hey buddy, like how's that?
I'm gonna ask him, and I hope for my sake that he says it's not great, because I think if he said it was great, I would have to check it out.
Yeah, I think that's like if you're into like S&M or like kinks. I feel like that's an easy one too.
It's baby sort of steps. You can dip. Yeah. You can dip your toes in the water a little bit.
Totally.
Before you dive.
Totally. I mean, I don't know. I guess it's like the suppressing of being able to speak. The buildup of that like suppression might be a turn on.
It's also the only reason I could see myself using it would be I'm notoriously not great at talking during sex.
And dirty
so
talk?
So it could be a good excuse for me to just not have to say.
So you just like
everything else about the sex is so normal and like standard, but I just have a ball gag the whole time.
Wait, now I have a question. Like, are we close enough friends at this point where like, yes, if you use one in the future, you will tell me?
I'll shoot you a text. I'll text you while I'm using it, actually.
Okay, you could wait till after, but I appreciate I appreciate that. Okay, let's get to two more. Okay, this one is a tame one. This is about a B-list TV and movie actress who is allegedly difficult to work with. And she was on a popular TV show that ran for 5 years. So somebody says... Okay, so I don't think you've seen the show. I'll call it out right now. But you definitely... Maybe you'll surprise me and say you've seen it, but you've definitely heard of this actress. I was an extra on this show before, and a lot of the more frequent extras told me horror stories about her. She's apparently a huge diva and has had extras kicked off the set for looking at her the wrong way. I was never in a scene with her. Someone once recorded her going off on one of the producers and sold it to a tabloid, which is why when you're an extra on this show, they take your phone away. I've been on other shows and this was absolutely not the case. I could totally see that being about her. That probably referred to another post. So do you want to take a guess? I don't think you'll guess it.
I was going to take a huge stab in the dark and hope this actress has given me no reason to guess this, but for some reason my gut is saying Zooey Deschanel, but I know she's probably a sweetheart in real life.
Yeah, that's a good solid guess. Not her. It's about Priyanka Chopra. And the show is Quantico. She's married to Nick Jonas. Anyway, apparently she has a reputation. And I think people know this about being difficult to work with. But she has a very passionate fan base. So I'm sure if they're listening to this, they're going to give me shit about talking bad about her. But... That's the rumor. All right, let me end it with this last one that I know everyone guessed correctly. It's old and it's not relevant anymore, but I came across it and I posted it a couple times. Okay, so this is about a comedian and a writer for a late night show. Okay. He comes into the club every once in a while and pays for prostitutes. And I said, "Is he married?" And they said, "Yes." I was so excited when I was told he was going to be coming into the club for the first time. I thought just to get a lap dance, but he slept with one of the dancers, and my boss told me he sleeps with dancers whenever he's around.
I'm hoping it's not the person that I'm thinking. Who is it?
John Mulaney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is him?
Yes, but...
He got completely clean though now, right?
He did. So that's why, I mean, it's, I'm just revealing it just to let, everyone knew that's who it was about, but you know, in the spirit of revealing blind items, I just thought that I would say,
I love him. I think he's the best. He's so funny.
Have you seen any of his shows?
I've seen every stand-up special that's been on like Netflix that he's posted or that they've done. And I think he's great. And then he's in Big Mouth as well, which he killed. That is that makes sense. But and I'm glad that's no, because he was like doing some other nefarious acts that I think I'm glad that he's and he was open about it too. So I'm glad he's in a better place.
he's in such a better place. His baby's beautiful. He seems, you know, I guess he seems happy in his relationship. I don't know. I feel like the baby was kind of like a surprise for them both. So, you know, Olivia Munn, that's the mother of his.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know that at the time, but I makes sense now.
Yeah. So he was married and then he went to rehab. And then shortly after he came out of rehab, he was with Olivia Munn and she got pregnant like a couple months after that. And then he filed for divorce.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought they were still together. Wow.
Yeah. No, he filed for divorce from his wife.
Oh.
Not Olivia Munn. Okay. Him and Olivia aren't married. Yeah. Okay. So he is like kind of a controversial situation. But, okay, we are out of time. Thank you so much, Rusty, for being on my first ever Blind Item Reveal podcast.
I'm honored. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. This was fun.
I hope that you learned a little bit about celebs that you didn't know before.
I'm going to brush up now. I'm way more well-read now after this, I think, and I'm looking at people a little bit differently. I'm going to be suspicious when I see celebrities now. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing when I'm not looking?
Have you seen a lot of celebrities being in LA this summer?
Yeah, there's like a few. It's always like the most random people. But like, I run into Lil Dicky like once a week on the side.
Oh, no way.
Have not mustered up the courage to say what's up because he looks like he's just been hounded by every person. But like a couple of my roommates like played basketball with him the other day.
Oh, no way. Does he like live by you guys?
He's always in Venice. I always see him like right outside of Erewhon.
Do you go to Erewhon?
I don't shop there, but I like the hot plates or the combos.
You're so LA now, Rusty.
Yeah, I know. I bought a pair of Birkenstocks. I'm turning into that guy very quickly, which is kind of a bummer.
No, I think it's like good. You'll probably, are you going to be bummed when we have to go back to college?
No, I'm excited to go wrap it up. I just have a great group of guys down there, so I'm excited to go see them. And then I'll go back to New England this summer for a couple weeks and then go to school, wrap up my senior year.
And then do you think you'll move back to Cali?
Yeah, that's the plan. I love it out here. I didn't think I would like it, but I love it out here.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, thank you for being here, and thank you to Bud Light Seltzer. Loudest flavors ever, 100% seltzer, 100 calories, delicious. I'm going to grab another one.
I'm going to do the same. I might re-rank the Bud Light Seltzers this week.
Are you sure you did Bud Light Seltzer? Because first of all, did you see the sweet collage I made for you that I like got this new app that I'm obsessed with? So I was like, oh, I'm going to make a collage of Rusty.
I was so excited.
I had to go through all your old videos to like get pictures because you don't have that many on Instagram. So I was looking at your ranks. By the way, did they take down the Four Loko one?
Because I couldn't find it. I pinned it. It's now at the top. I don't know if I did. I can't believe I haven't done Bud Light Seltzer yet, but if I
haven't.
I'm gonna do it.
You've done Bud Light flavors.
Those, yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, you did Bud Light flavors, and I don't think I looked like through majority of them. I didn't see Bud Light Seltzer. So you should do it because I'd love to hear your official Rusty Ranks ranking.
I'll let you know when I'm doing that and get your input. Let me know. I'll let you know how I'm feeling.
Rusty, tell everyone where they can find you.
On TikTok, I am Rusty Featherstone, and on Instagram, I am Featherstone Rusty. So yeah, keep an eye out for that. I drink 12 beers, and then I give it a score. And then now we're doing, we're reviewing bars around LA and New York.
Oh my God, I love that. I love that. My followers would love that. They're always looking for recommendations. So that's awesome.
That'd be great. Well, this has been a blast. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And thanks for listening, guys. That's it for today. Thanks so much for listening to Do You. New episodes will air every Thursday.
This has been a presentation of Cadence 13 Studios. Please listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your podcasts. For more info, you can also follow me on Instagram at demois.